Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Mudso at Midnight. I am your jovial host, Mudso Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening on blogtalkradio.com. It's more specifically the With Insights Radio channel of blogtalkradio.com. I am one of four hosts who share this channel. Actually, there are more than four. There are four shows. There are five hosts. See, I'm confusing things already. This is a problem that I have. But the first show is on Monday, and that's Iggy and Rose's show. Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Then Tuesdays is Jenny Seek's show at 7 p.m. And Wednesdays at 2 p.m. is Heather Tapia's show. And then the Fridays at midnight is my show, Mudso at Midnight. And here you are, so you probably already knew that. Thanks once again for joining me. I will probably thank you about 7 or 8 times because I always forget whether I thank you for joining me or not. I think I am going to dive right in tonight with a new feature here on Mudso at Midnight that I hope you will enjoy. And I'm calling this, Is That Weird? Is That Weird with a question mark? So, Is That Weird? And let me tell you the idea. I've done a lot of things and I have a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas that most people would probably consider pretty typical of other people of my name, size, and type. I guess name doesn't really work there. Anyway, I think a lot of things that are the same as a lot of other people think. Maybe a little bit different in the interpretation, a little bit different flavor of a certain belief or type. But it's generally pretty straight down the road kind of way of thinking. Things I've done, went to Sunday school, went to summer camp, things that a lot of other people have also done. They're pretty typical. Now, on the other hand, I've had a lot of thoughts, experiences, actions that are pretty atypical. They're kind of odd. They're kind of strange. Things not a lot of people have experienced, as far as I know. Things that not a lot of people have done. Okay, so there's the ordinary stuff, the regular. One hesitates to use the word normal, typical stuff, and there's the atypical stuff, and then there's also this big group of stuff that's right, kind of in the middle. I won't say right in the middle, but I'm not quite sure whether it's something that a lot of people have experienced or something that not very many people have experienced, because just maybe I haven't really talked about it that much. So what I'm going to do is pick out one of those experiences from my vast lexicon. And I will tell you about it, and then I will allow you, the listener, to tell me, as I ask you, is that weird? And then you can get back in touch with me on mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com, or on mudtoesasquatch, the Facebook page, or on mudtoesasquatch.com, the website, which has my blog on it, which I'm going to talk about a little more in a little bit here. But first of all, I'm going to do the very first installment in Mudtoe Sasquatch's Is That Weird? Okay. So I am holding in my hand right now a glossy photograph, a sort of large size glossy photograph. It's either 8x10. Okay? And it's a photograph of a young lady, and I know where your mind is going. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's a young lady. She's wearing a formal dress. It's a black dress, and I always call this style dress off the shoulder, but I don't think that's actually the name for it. It's one of those dresses that is a formal dress that has one strap on the shoulder, on one shoulder, and the other one doesn't have a strap. I don't know what that's called, whatever that's called. It's a black dress, and she's seated at a piano, and she is in fact playing the piano. And this photograph is an advertisement for this young lady's piano recital. And these were posted in various places around the campus, and one was posted in the building where I was working at the time. And I noticed it. I'm not sure what it was in particular that drew me to it. She is a nice-looking young lady, but she's not, it's not a come-hither kind of picture. She's there playing the yeah, it's a nicely lit picture. I think I they went a little bit crazy with the magenta. I think I would have toned that down a little bit. Temperatures, is that too low? Is magenta low or is magenta high? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a little bit too red. I think they need to take some of the red out of it. But other than that, it's a very nice picture. It always caught my eye every morning because I had to walk by it when it was right by the front door, and I had to walk by it every time I was going to work. So the date of the recital came and went, and unfortunately I couldn't go to the recital. I thought about going, but I don't remember what the reason was, but I do remember there was a reason that I couldn't go. It was something that I avoided. There was some reason, someplace else I had to be. So the recital came and went, but the picture stayed. And the reason for that, I think, is that whoever it was in our building who was in charge of policing the bulletin boards just didn't get to it very often. We have one of those situations where I think it's actually in a lot of places where when someone leaves, you know, quits or gets fired or whatever, they don't hire a new person to replace them. They just take their job and divvy it up among other people. So eventually everybody in the place is doing three or four jobs. And I think that's probably what happened, and whoever the bulletin board person was just didn't get around to it very often. So this picture stayed, and it stayed, and it stayed, until finally one night, and here's the part where you get to start judging weirdness. One night, on my way home from work, I just took it down and took it home with me. And it's been on my refrigerator ever since, until I took it down to talk about it tonight. So, I mean, what do you think? Oh, another piece of information I should give you. The date, I don't remember the date I actually brought it home, but the date of the recital was November 9th, 2011. So I have had this this picture on my refrigerator for a year and a half. Now, I don't have any pictures of my granddaughter on my refrigerator. I have four envelopes of pictures of my professionally taken pictures of my granddaughter that are sitting, you know, still in the envelope on my desk. None of them have made it as far as the refrigerator, but this young lady whom I've ever met, never met, never will meet, very likely, has occupied that sort of prestigious position. So what do you think? Is that weird? I don't know. You tell me. Oh, I don't remember if I threw this little bit of information or not. Maybe it's apropos of nothing. I don't know. But the young lady is an Asian young lady. I can't quite tell the exact extraction. From the name, I would guess that she is Korean. And I am not going to tell you the name, by the way. I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. So, picture of young Korean girl playing piano, taken off of bulletin board and kept on refrigerator for a year and a half. Is that weird, question mark? Please let me know. Again, Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudtoeSasquatch at gmail.com. I actually do check that every once in a while. You've got the Mudtoe Sasquatch Facebook page you could look at. You've got the website, MudtoeSasquatch.com. And I forgot to mention the first time through this that there's also Twitter, the at Mudtoe Sasquatch, I think is how it goes. The Twitter page, you can get me there. I could look at that occasionally too, although as far as I know, there's still only four or five followers. So get out there and follow me on Twitter. Make it worth my while to get on there more than once every couple of weeks. Never quite got Twitter. I think I went through this once on the show, but just the people who friended me on, not friended, that's Facebook, the people who followed me on Twitter, a lot of toilet humor, a lot of gynecology humor, a lot of sentences that were more than 50% obscenities, and that's really hard to do. Try it sometime. It's very hard to make the sentence make sense. I mean, you can just put random cuss words in a sentence, but to make a good sentence that makes some sense and have it be more than 50% nasty words, that takes some concentration. That takes some bearing due. Okay, now I'm going to put down this picture. I'm not going to look at it through the whole doggone show. I hate to throw it away. It's such a nice piece of the bug. They've had, must have had hundreds of these made, and you know, they were all over campus. which had to have cost them something. The trimming looks a little bit, looks like it may have been done by hand. They may have had a bunch of these printed up on sheets or something and then cut them either by hand or maybe with one of those big armature things. I guess you could just always call it a paper cutter that they'd have in classrooms where you would cut paper with it. Yeah, the paper, the borders, the edges of it are a little ragged. It looks like somebody did that by hand, but the photography is very professional and the printing is very professional. Somebody made a little bit of investment in advertising this young lady's debut, as it were. So anyway, piano recital is always a classic thing. Let's talk about something else. My day today, pretty decent. I got a lot more walking in than I have in a long time. In fact, I got a nice blister on my right foot to show for it. I'm going to the bank a lot more often now because the medical school pays me by the day. And they don't combine the days like for a week into one check. They just send me a separate check for each day. And, you know, I'm working 3 or 4 days in a week, so I get 3 or 4 checks during the week. And they don't always come the same. So they're like, Monday I'll get a check, and Tuesday I'll get a check. And they're about a week delayed. So I get these checks, and I want to get them. Well, I was saving them for a while. You know, to save up 3 or 4 of them, then I go to the bank. But then I almost lost one of them. In fact, I did lose it. I couldn't find it, and I didn't know where it was. And then it showed up back in my bag, right where it was supposed to be. So I've got mischievous spirits or something. But that kind of shook me up. Says, okay, I'll just take it to the bank. As soon as I get them, I'll take it to the bank. I can use the walk anyway. So I took my check to the bank this morning, I'm north of campus, and the bank is probably about halfway between the north and south boundaries of campus. So and it's on the eastern edge. So I walked all the way to the bank, and then I walked to the 18th Street Library, which used to be the Science and Engineering Library. But OSU is continuing their campaign of decentralizing things. So now it's just the 18th Street Library. I usually go there to check my internet, and I also wrote my blog post there today. And then what did I do? I went to the post office, and all of this is going across campus, east to west. And so I went, you know, I came all the way halfway down campus, and then I'm cutting across it east to west. And then I had to go to the hospital, not because I was working today, but because, unfortunately, my uncle had a stroke over the weekend. He was in the hospital, so I was going down there to visit him. And the hospital is on the extreme southwest corner of campus, so I walked all the way down there and I checked in, and it turns out that he had been discharged. He's back home now, actually at a hospital closer to his home, to do physical therapy for stroke-related after effects. So if you care to send some positive energy out my uncle's way, I'm sure it would be much appreciated. So I got done out there at the hospital. I walked back to the bus stop, and I was going to take the bus home. But I started to think I could actually take the bus past my apartment and go to this restaurant I really like. The number 7 bus goes out further to the north and right past this restaurant that I really like. And I succumbed to temptation. I took the bus out and had dinner at the restaurant. And then I didn't want to put another $2 into the bus. So I said, well, I'll walk home from here. And it's at least as far back from the restaurant to my apartment as it was from the apartment to campus. So I put in a lot of walking distance today, although I cut it a little bit short by cutting through the cemetery. There's a very large cemetery between the restaurant and my apartment. And if you cut through it, you can get there this little sort of access path, which I'm not sure is an on-purpose kind of path. I think it's just something that happened because there's you take this little path through the trees, And then there's a little bridge, and you can get onto the bike path. The bike path that goes along the river and goes right past my apartment. So it's sort of a shortcut, and I think a number of people have just found it over the years and have beaten down a path. So I don't think, I mean, it's a very kind of a muddy path. I don't think it's somebody intended to put it there. It's just something that people have found over the years. But I utilized that and kind of cut my walk down a little bit. But still, it was quite a hike, and that part of it, that homeward leg was in the rain, which is not pleasant. I got kind of soggy. But it wasn't cool. See, that's what's bad. It's bad enough to be walking in the rain, but the rain wasn't cool. It was sort of warm, and then when it stopped raining, it was very muggy. So not only was it gray and rainy, but it also was hot and muggy. Just had the worst of all weather worlds there, I guess. I guess saying it wasn't really windy, there wasn't a hurricane, so I guess that was nice. But as far as just, you know, we're talking about comfort level, not death and destruction. It was not a great day for the weather. And as far as getting stuff done, I did get my blog entry done, which requires some effort. I got some resumes sent out, which is nice. I haven't done that in a while. But my days, I've been disappointed in my days. I'm just not getting a lot done. Just kind of walking around, sitting on benches, looking at things, watching the trees. And that's all good stuff to do, but I also need to be getting stuff done. If this book is ever going to come to fruition, I need to start writing it. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I got some stuff done, and I did a lot of walking, and I'm proud of myself for that, but I'm, in general, not proud of myself for the level of the amount of output I've had in recent weeks. It doesn't satisfy me. And that's all I have to say about that. Looking forward, tomorrow is probably going to be a busy day, even though I don't have anything specifically scheduled. Well, that's not true. I get my hair cut by the lovely and talented Suzanne Garcia. And then I need to come back to the apartment because I don't want to. Last week, one day, I had to get my car out and go someplace. So I, instead of coming back home and parking my car and then walking to campus, I just drove to campus and parked my car. And I don't want to do that again because I need to be walking. So I'm going to come home and park my car. I resolved I'm going to come home and park my car. And since I'm going to be home anyway, resolved I'm going to stop in my apartment and I'm going to cook lunch for myself rather than go out to a restaurant because I'm spending crazy money in all these restaurants and I just don't have it. So there's two resolved right there. Let's see what I need to do. I need to get in touch. I've been trying to arrange with this this lady I met. We were going to go to the Museum of Art together. We have trouble touching base because she tells me, well, she doesn't have a phone, she claims, and like me, she does not have internet in her home. So it's really catch as catch can when it comes to communication. And we've been trying to arrange a time to go to the museum on Sunday, but it turns out I have to work at the theater on Sunday. They're having a Mother's Day show, and they wanted me there earlier than I anticipated, so we're not going to be able to do it on Sunday. But so far, I don't know if that word has gotten to this lady because she hasn't answered my Facebook post yet, and not having internet here at the house, I can't check it until I go. So that's like the big thing I have to do tomorrow is to make sure I get. I can't really make sure that I get through to her because I'm not going to, you know, really can't sit there all day and wait to see if she got the message or not. But what are you going to do? I'm going to do the best I can. It would be nice. I haven't had an opportunity to walk through an art museum with a fine lady for a while. Always nice to do. So I'm very much looking forward to that. But as far as what happens after that, I have some plans here at the house. I want to get my bed which I haven't been using, taken apart and put in the small bedroom where I moved into my small bedroom because it's easier to heat and cool. And I moved the mattress in here and I put it on top of this bed frame that I found in the basement that belonged to a former tenant, but the two don't really fit together and they're kind of low. And I'd really rather have my regular bed, but it's a bear to take apart and put back together, and so I've been putting it off. I'm thinking I have a whole day tomorrow, plus I need to put my air conditioner in the window because it is starting to get a little bit more muggy here. So here, that's a perfect opportunity. I'll take this jury-rigged bed apart, get it out of the way, then I can put the air conditioner in the window, and then I can put my regular bed, take it apart. Actually, I probably ought to take it apart first. This is quite a project. I also have to take my computer apart and take it downstairs to get it out of the way because there won't be enough room for it in this room once I get my regular bed in here. It's so complicated. I really thought about doing it over a period of days, you know, like yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but somehow I just never got started on it. You know how it is. Just never got started on it Thursday and never got started on it today, so it's going to get done this weekend. It's going to have to get done tomorrow. It's Monday, I have to work, and Tuesday, I am going to Indianapolis. I have promised myself I am going to the Newcomb Auto Show in Indianapolis, and Tuesday is going to be my only opportunity to go, and I am going to go. I'm going to get power steering fluid and put it in my car so the power steering works, and my car is going to be fine. It's going to work. It's not going to break down. It is going to get me to Indianapolis, and then in the evening, it's going to bring me back. And it's all going to be fine. So again, while you're sending that energy out to my uncle, also send the energy out to my car for its successful trip to and from Indianapolis on Tuesday. Let's see. Let me talk about my blog entry. I have a sort of a running thing, a serial, I guess that's what it's called. I've got a story about a dude named Larry Guitar. It's this guy who's this character who's been persisting in my head, and so I'm letting him come forward and tell his story in the form of a magazine interview presented in several parts. This week was part two, and the inspiration for it was largely something that a friend of mine wrote concerning part one, where I'd said at the end of part one, is this, you know, interesting? Is it any good? Do you want me to finish it? And he was the only one to comment and says, hell yeah, finish it. And he's one of the kind of rocker friends from my youth. Went to high school with him. And he wrote this rather long reply about what Mike Guitar's life as a country rock guitarist probably should be like. And then most of it involved the things that he might have done to various female fans. So taking my cue from that, I wrote a little piece about his Mike Guitar's youthful days and staying at a house that he shared with his bandmates and a number of interesting things that happened there. One or two of which were things that I actually witnessed in my youth, although I cannot say I participated in them. And then one more thing that really didn't come from Scotty's inspiration. It came from a place I once visited when I was living in Youngstown, Ohio. I was invited to go to this place. It was out in the country, and it was an old country farmhouse, and in the back there was this pole barn, and they had cleaned the thing up and painted it and put in a stage and lights and a sound system and a couple stripper poles, and they'd have stripper shows in there. They charged $20 a head, and you'd come, and they'd do fully nude stripper shows, which I had... I can't remember at that point if I had ever... I think I had been to Canada by that point. Most of the shows you see here in the States, they don't get all the way nude because of city ordinances or liquor laws or whatever. But so I remember thinking, you know, I'd been around the block and seen it all, and then I went to Canada, and I said, oh, no, I have not seen it all. This was very... This place I went, they called it Foxes in the Hen House. That was their name for it, although I don't know there was any indication that this pole barn was ever actually a hen house, but it was just a clever name because they were out in the boondocks. And I went out there one time, and I was chilling out with my Coke. There wasn't there wasn't any reason for me to get liquored up. First of all, because it was like an hour drive back home, and I was driving by myself. And second, you know, there were only four strippers, and there was about 30 guys there, so there was like, you know, basically no chance I was going to hook up with any of these strippers. So okay, there's no reason for me to drink. Plus, if I did drink, I'm going to run my car off the road. Just one of these things I don't know. I always self-identify as an alcoholic, but I never. I'm not real sure I fit the typical description because I'm always able to not drink if I need to not drink. You know, I'm able to turn away because once I start drinking, I have the problem. If I start, I won't stop. And if I don't stop, I do stupid things. And the more I drink, the stupider I get. And that's the problem. But if, I mean, I can decide to not drink and I can follow through on that. If there's a strong reason, like I have to drive home, I can not drink. So I don't know if that makes me, I mean, does that mean I fit the label or is there, if there's something else? Like I had a therapist years ago who told me that I had that I wasn't so much of an addict as that I had an addictive personality, which is that something, you know, comes into my field of vision that I want, and it becomes the most important thing in the world. And yeah, that does describe me. So maybe that's more what it is than being an alcoholic. But I find that people respond to the word alcoholic, they accept it better than the other stuff that I just told you. So I self-identify as an alcoholic, and they accept that, and we move on. So that actually was a digression for us. I was talking about my blog entry. I put the band in this house, you know, out on the edge of town that one of the band members found, and it became sort of their sex house. And then they had the pole barn in the back where they had the stripper shows sometimes to make extra money because, you know, being in a band, they didn't make any money. So I sort of laid that experience of mine, sort of combined two experiences of mine plus my friend's sort of inspiration, my friend Scotty's inspiration, to create this chapter in the musician's life. Now, I am cognizant of the fact that in the first two chapters we haven't spoken much about his music. And that's going to come in part three. We're going to talk about who he is as a musician and how he came to have from being a local musician to having sort of a national following. I can't give him too much of a national following because then people will wonder, well, why haven't I never heard of him before? It becomes a bit unrealistic. But we'll try to moderate that, try and make it as believable for you as possible. I don't know if I'm maybe not believable, but it makes sense within its own universe. That's what the story has to make sense within the rules that are established for that universe. That's why an episode of Batman, the TV series, can be enjoyable, even though it makes little sense and it's totally unrealistic. But everything within it works within, you know, that there are rules for that Batman and Robin universe, and if everything works those rules, then it's a big piece of entertainment. So I have once again successfully managed to consume this half an hour of your time. Thanks once again for joining me. Next week, perhaps we'll have another Is That Weird? Depending on what the response to this week's was. Certainly there will be another blog entry. It's going to be Mike Guitar Part 3. We can talk more about that. We'll talk about my trip to Indianapolis. And anything else that happens to happen in the interim. I hope you have a good week. Please write me, let me know how your life is going and what you'd like me to talk about. I'm certainly open to your suggestions. And I want to thank you, so I'll thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.